Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I know you've seen or heard by now that Def Leppard, Motley Crue, Poison, and Joan Jett are touring together this summer. And it's a stadium tour. Obviously, those three, even as old as they are, popular bands, the stadium tour schedule is out, and it's no joke. They're going to open up in July at Hard Rock Stadium in Miami.
Nice.
Camping World Stadium in Orlando. Bank of America Stadium in Charlotte. And then Arlington, Houston, San Fran, Petco in San Diego. And they're eventually going to get to Wrigley Field in August and Coors Field in Denver, August 30th.
Yeah, I saw that they're going to be in Denver.
Yeah. No Arrowhead Stadium that I see. I don't know if this is a final list or not, but not that I would go. It'd be nice, but I'm not sure if I would.
Sure you would. You'd go.
I'm not sure.
You'd go if it was convenient.
I'm not sure.
You'd go
I'm not sure
you're
if
not gonna...
I'm a stadium guy. I'm more of an arena guy. Huh. This is. I hate to be a baby about it, but we're talking about 75,000 seats, and it's could be 110 degrees, right? I'm a little bit more about comfort and convenience than...
Well, it won't be in Denver.
Well, no.
But
August at SunTrust Park in Atlanta. July 25th State Farm Stadium in Phoenix, although I assume that's a domed place. But anyway,
Stadium shows can be pretty good. I've seen Springsteen twice in the Meadowlands, once in Rome, with 70,000 plus in both, and
still enjoyable.
Pretty good
then.
Shows,
huh?
Pretty
okay.
good shows.
All right,
pretty good fun. The Mob, man. Then it's the Mob.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. It's like the music's good, but the Mob is even more entertaining.
That's a fair point. There will be some entertaining stuff going on in the crowd.
Oh my God, absolutely.
Yep.
So,
all right. So,
speaking of entertaining,
yes.
Oklahoma, Wichita State has all the earmarks of a really fun game tomorrow afternoon at Interest Bank Arena. You've got the Austin Reeves coming home kind of story.
Mm-hmm.
How will that play out? You've got two teams that between them are, what are they, 16 and 2?
15.
Both teams have lost, right? Something like that. Oklahoma's played a really nice schedule. They've got wins against Minnesota, Oregon State, Missouri. Just came off a tight one against North Texas, which is where our buddy Matt Breyer is an assistant. I found that a little interesting.
Not sure why they agreed to go down to Denton. They almost,
me neither.
Almost
I'm not sure why you
it.
Even go play that game, but that's neither here nor there. They did lose by 18 or 19 to Stanford.
Yeah.
Jared Hass's team at Stanford. And that wasn't at Stanford. I think that was at a neutral site. But anyway. But my point is that Oklahoma comes in, they have played people.
And they're just one of two visiting teams that have beaten Wichita State downtown, Oklahoma State being
right.
the other. In 2017... Landry Shamet and Trey Young dueled, kind of, and OU won 91-83. These two teams will play for the fourth straight year. WSU won in 2016 in Oklahoma City, but last year they got destroyed, 80-48.
Emasculated,
yes.
Absolutely ripped.
It was not pretty. OU returns Brady Manek, 6'9", Larry Bird look-alike and kind of shoot-alike. Christian Doolittle, and, of course, the aforementioned Austin Reeves. Those three do most of the heavy lifting scoring-wise. WSU does have an eight-game home winning streak, if you want to call this home game, dating back to last February. And this is the first of a six-game homestand. So the next six are at home, although the quality of opponents for most will be way, way up there. Earlier this week, Greg Marshall addressed the media and talked about playing at Intrust Bank Arena and its importance.
No, just go down there and practice the day before. I mean, we haven't played. We played very, very well the first four, five, 6 years. And lately, you know, we haven't played great down there. But guys do like going down there. It's a different crowd. It's just a little different vibe, the NBA arena type feel as compared to Coke Arena. And, you know, we've played a lot in Coke Arena, and we're going to play a lot more in Coke Arena. And we love playing in Coke Arena. Ole Miss will be in Coke Arena. VCU will be in Ole. But this Oklahoma, they wanted to do the series if it was neutral. And we go to Oklahoma City when we play them. So we haven't set foot on their campus, and they don't have to set foot on our campus.
All right. So according to the most recent notes that we've gotten, there are tickets still available for downtown. That arena, of course, seats 15,000 as opposed to 10,501 or 605 or whatever Charles Koch Arena does. So an opportunity for some that don't get to go to the Roundhouse, go downtown. It is a different vibe. It's certainly still an exciting in a different way vibe, that it's not quite as cozy as Charles Koch Arena. But I think everybody around the program will agree that once a year, that's fine, and it's fun, and a marquee opponent will come to town. So
I'm with you, Shane. And on top of that, I think it also gives you and this may sound like a bit of a stretch, it gives you a little bit of an NCAA tournament feel.
No, that's true. Yeah, I agree.
You know what I mean? It gives you a little kind of look and feel of being in an arena that size, being at a kind of a first, second round site, generally playing a very good opponent where you have to play well. You get a very short amount of time to practice in that facility and to get your bearings. And those are things that you have to do in the postseason. You get very little practice time when you go into the postseason. And so I think that it helps in that regard too, along with all of the reasons that you just stated. I always enjoyed those games. Wouldn't want to play a bunch of them down there. That was never my deal, but I think one a year, great. Different atmosphere, different kind of clientele, 4,000, 5,000 more people than you normally get, so that means you get a different kind of crowd configuration. And I love the opponent. I mean, it's a big-time game, so let's go.
And you can hear it over on Greatest Hits 103.7 KUIN, 4 o'clock for the pregame with Mike and Dave, 5:05 for the tip. Turnovers likely to be the stat front and center in that neither team does much of it. Wichita State is 15th in the Division I ranks in turnover margin. Oklahoma is in top 53 in turnover margin, and both pretty good assist to turnover teams when it comes to national statistics. Oklahoma, keep them off the free throw line. They're 28th in the country at free throw percentage at 76.5. And it's interesting to note maybe that even with Austin Reeves being at Oklahoma, Wichita State statistically is a better three-point shooting team than the Sooners are. So we'll see if that bears out. We talked about the non-conference schedule for Wichita State and how it will ramp up now. Greg Marshall talked about that in his presser on Tuesday, the configuration of the non-conference schedule.
I know that we're playing tremendous teams and tremendous players and tremendous coaches, but it was designed like that. And Darren Boatwright, our athletic director, allowed us to schedule like this, and a lot of it was his idea. So I love it. I think that those first four or five games got us prepared for going down to Cancun, and then the experiences in Cancun prepared us for now what we're seeing.
Yeah, that's the way it should be. It should be a little stair step of non-conference schedule. You kind of ease into it.
Love the way they schedule.
Yep. unless you're involved in the tip-off classic or whatever, and you know that you play a heavy hitter right away, but you eventually come back down and get to work on some things. But the work on some things thing is probably in the rearview mirror now, maybe except for the Abilene Christian game on December 29th. Regarding Oklahoma, obviously we know about Lon Kruger and his ties to Kansas. He's a Kansas native, used to coach at Kansas State. A couple of people on his staff are very familiar to Shocker fans, you would think. First-year assistant Pooh Williamson worked two seasons under Mark Turgeon at Wichita State and helped the Shockers to that Sweet 16 back in 2006. And Jim Molinari is in his first year as an assistant coach at OU. Was a head coach at Bradley for 11 seasons, a guy that Wichita State faced 24 times in that span. And when asked about Oklahoma, Greg was obviously impressed with the fact that OU is going to be well coached.
Well, you know that they're going to be very well coached, and you're going to have Big 12 athletes and guys that some of them we're very familiar with, others that we're not quite as familiar with. But, you know, I just know the last couple of years we've had a hard time containing them. So we're going to have to really – we'll see how elite our defense is.
Yeah, the last two losses the Shockers have taken at Intrust Bank Arena, they've given up 93 and 91. Now, Trey Young doesn't come around very often, and he was – I remember that game pretty vividly. He was a nightmare. I mean, coming off the pick and roll, if you weren't close enough to him, he'd shoot it in. And if you were, he'd find the player that you didn't rotate over to yet, and sometimes it was Brady Manek, who is not a guy that you leave. But you had to pick your poison with Trey Young. And now that he's gone, we'll see how Oklahoma goes about scoring its points. But, yeah, Wichita State, through the majority of their first nine games or eight games, or there's something in one, but their defense has been really, really good. And they've stifled their opponents to the tune of under 40% from the floor. But these guys figure to be a little different. They're longer, more athletic. And we saw, again, Doolittle and Manek a couple of years ago, and now – and we've seen what Austin Reeves is like, but that was 2 years ago. So we'll see what they have in store for the former Shocker and Lon Kruger. And that would be a feather in the cap win. I don't know what it would look like at the end of the season, but it would always feel pretty good to beat a team like Oklahoma. And – downtown tomorrow afternoon is when they'll get it on. So it should be fun.
Yeah. Looking forward to it. It should be good. So Austin Reeves either goes off or I don't want to say the moment consumes him, but I think it's going to be a feast or famine day for Austin Reeves. One way or the other.
I have a feeling he's just going to be just normal, like 16 to 18, 19 points. I don't think he'll force it. He doesn't seem like the force kind of guy.
He's not a force it type, right?
But then again, I don't know exactly how they run their offense through him. Like, do they force feed him? Do they run him off four or five, you know, screens during the course of one trip down the floor in order to try to spring him? I'm not sure yet. But Dexter Dennis is hard to get away from. I don't care how quick you are, or how quick your trigger is, and Jamarius Burton, for that matter. That's what I'll be interested to see who Greg puts on Austin Reeves for the most part.
Yep, I'm with you. That'll be a lot of fun to watch, amongst other things. All right, we'll get to your Cindio Twitter question. Don't forget, we've got the State Farm Insurance Picks of the Week coming up. All of us were under 500 last week, weren't we, Shane?
Yeah, we were. It was
all three of us were under 500. So we'll try to recoup a little bit. Shane's got a very interesting array of games, but our Cindio Twitter question's coming up next.
Bruce Hurdle.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.